Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are now, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey, everybody. Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus, with my co-host, Matt Barros of The Athletic. We are here on Tuesday afternoon, moments after the end of the trade deadline. I was ready to go wander around, go grocery shopping. Well, 49ers didn't do anything, fight with some people on Twitter. But Barrow said, no, we must do a podcast. We are the 49ers Plus Minus Podcast. We are doing a podcast episode recounting all the nothingness that happened for the 49ers. A lot of stuff happened. There's certainly a lot to talk about. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying, we could have pushed this back. But the immediacy, Barrow, I love it. The immediacy. Let's respond to the 49ers at some point saying, you know, it's not worth what it would have cost to get a defensive lineman. They clearly could use a defensive lineman or two, probably weren't going to get a star. And I think I said on Sunday, I don't understand how they're still tied in with Trey Hendrickson. It keeps getting reported. 49ers are the first team mentioned Trey Hendrickson. I said, that's not happening now. They just can't give up that kind of a pick given the current situation with the defense. Barros, your thoughts, your headline, what's your main output for a 49er quiet trade deadline?
Yeah, I think that they weren't even close on any trades. I mean, I think that they were looking. Mm-hmm. They certainly put in calls to the New York Jets. I think they did put in calls to the Cincinnati Bengals just to say, listen, if it got to a point where you were going to move Hendrickson for something –
If
it suddenly came down, they would be there and interested. And I think that they made calls to the Miami Dolphins, too. And I don't know whether those calls stopped after Jalen Phillips was traded. I don't think anything was close. You didn't see a lot of defensive ends moving today, despite a lot of demand for that position, not just the 49ers, but some others. The Bears got one, but it was only, you know, they only moved a six. It was one of those you move a six, you get the player plus a seventh back. Yep. So it wasn't a big maneuver for them. So I just think that, you know, for example, the Jets, I know that the 49ers were interested in Tremaine Johnson, former first round pick, had 7.5 sacks 2 years ago for Robert Saleh. he would have filled an opening for the 49ers. I think that the Jets made those two other huge trades. They suddenly got chock full of first and second round picks, and they didn't need to move off of what they were asking for. They set a very high price for Jermaine Johnson. And once they got that slew of picks, I mean, they really were in the catbird seat. If you come to us with a great trade, and I think it was a second rounder, that's what they were looking for this guy who has 1.5 seasons left on his contract. So I just don't think that the 49ers budge. The flip side of all that is that the defensive linemen left on their roster have combined for 7 sacks this year. And that's through 9 games. We're more than halfway through the season now, Tim. So it does sort of feel like a capitulation. Like, okay, this is it. We can't get any better than we are now. And frankly, it's not a good defensive line, especially when it comes to pressuring the quarterback. This is the team that has to, you know, what do they score, 34 points in New York? I think that puts them in, you know, that makes them competitive in these last few games, these last 8 games. You have to be in the 30s at least to win most of these. I mean, it's sort of like the Detroit Lions were last year after they had so many injuries on defense. They could score a lot of points, but they also gave up a ton of points. They beat the 49ers. I wrote this down late last year, 40-34, and then they lost in the first round of the playoffs to Washington, 45-31. So that's your best shot if you're the 49ers. You've just got to score a you know what ton of touchdowns in order to win.
So, which is kind of what Kittle was saying on Sunday, right? It's on the offense. They have most of their guys back. Well, we'll see, except for Purdy, Pierce, Salt, and Ayuk, but they should be coming right back. Other than that, they're just fine. And Ben Bartsch and Jake Brendel, and we again, no place on this team is untouched by injury. However, they're going to have to score. The headline is here that Barrow says the 49ers are quitting on the season. You've already said it. So that's the headline. Go aggregate that.
I flag.
He's going in the blogger world here. He's trying to get some clicks. I will be the rational one saying the 6-3. I don't know what they could have done to make that defense whole or even close to whole. You don't have Nick Bosa. You don't have Fred Warner. I don't know that giving up a 2 for Jermaine Johnson is going to do it. I don't know. And I do think I was kind of looking at that their allotment of picks next season. And the more I looked at it, it's all 4s because they got those comp picks. They can't trade their 5 because that's due to the Eagles, and it could turn into a 4, but they can't trade it. And they've already given up a 6. It's kind of hard. That's the trade hole right there. It's like maybe a 4, but you probably don't want to do that. 5 and 6. That's where you do it. And they just didn't have those picks to trade because of the Bryce Huff trade, because of the Sky Moore trades next year. But the Khalil Davis trade, which was mentioned last year, which gave up a pick because of the Brian Robinson trade. Maybe that's their fault for making those trades. I certainly wouldn't argue with anyone who's saying that, but they made those trades to try to get better. And that kind of backed them in a little bit of a corner. And I just don't think they were going to give up a 4th for something they weren't sure about. And they probably couldn't get Jermaine Johnson for a 4th anyway. So I just, at some point, you go, what's the deals that were there? What was the deals that were available? Could they really get them to a much better place? And of course, I'm the one who criticized them for being over-optimistic about injuries. Bryce Huff is coming back at some point. And he is one defensive end who gets around the edge. That's their one guy they have left on this roster who is healthy at some point, who can get healthy, let's put it that way, and can get around the edge. What else are you going to do here? Randy Gregory style? I mean, what did that do a couple years ago? Chase Young helped a little bit, but not a great deal when they traded for those two edge rushers in 23. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't – I think they were kind of stuck a little bit. And in a market that seemed to be all the picks seemed a little bit higher than you would have thought. Barros, would you agree with that? Like all these
trades absolutely
were just a little higher than I thought. I mean, Rashid, what's his name? The one that got traded from New Orleans to Seattle, that was for a 4th and a 5th.
Yeah.
More, I mean, he's good. I'm not saying he's not good, but that's way more than I thought you would get for a solid starter. Not a great starter. You look up his stats, he's not getting in the end zone that much. I really do think he's a good player, but he's a third receiver. That's what he is on a good team, and he'll be the third receiver probably on that team. Jacoby Myers going for a fourth and a sixth. Like, I would have said a fourth maybe for him, and he goes for a fourth and a sixth. It, obviously, the massive trades for Sauce Gardner and for Quinnen Williams, those are, you know, you got three first-round picks going to the Jets for those two. That's a lot of things going on. Again, very talented players. It just seemed like the market was hot, and I don't know if the 49ers could play in that market given their situation, given their status, just holding on here. And if we're talking about a new competitive cycle and they don't want to get themselves out of it, you want to stay in it. And one way to stay in it is to not give up first, second, third, or fourth round picks. So I get it. I guess fans are really mad about it in some avenues. At some point, I do understand it. I've said you want to defend the season, and they've earned a lot this season. They've earned credibility. They've earned a real solid shot at the playoffs. But you have to draw the line somewhere. And I bet you it was right around the fourth round. And if they had the fifth round to trade, I think they would have traded it. But they didn't have it. That's just the reality. And then you start getting into the places where, well, do you force a trade? Do you just say, I got to do something just to do something? And I don't think that's a smart place to be. I think that's a Jerry Jones place to be. And I don't think that's smart. Maybe some people think it's smart. I don't think it is. You're just reactionary. You're reacting. You got to have a plan. Sometimes a plan doesn't work, you know, and we pointed it out when it hasn't. But you want the 49ers to get off as a tackle at some point. You kind of want them to keep their picks. If you do, if that's the point here, you want them to get possibly, you know, a backup tight end who really can help out George Kittle, then you kind of want to keep your picks. Now, we know they've failed at picking some of those tackles, but I'm sorry, tight ends, they don't take tackles, but it's some, you know, like there is a practical line here to be drawn, and I understand it. Maybe many other fans don't, and I was joking, Barrows. I imagine you understand the line they're drawing, but I don't think it's a capitulation. That's why I jumped on that. I don't think it is. I think it's just the trades weren't there. So the trade has to be right for you to do it, and you just can't make a trade to make a trade. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, I'm going to provide a counter argument to that. The Ravens traded a third rounder for Jalen Phillips. And, you know, the Ravens, you feel like they've got something going. Like, yep. It's worth making that trade because all of a sudden Lamar's back and, Mark Andrews catches two touchdowns. The momentum is going with them. I don't see why the 49ers wouldn't have that same idea. They're winning close games. The back half of their schedule is very favorable for them. They should be getting their quarterback and at least one of their top receivers back soon. And I realize that needs to be said with quotation marks.
Asterisk.
And you're being stingy about a third round pick so that you can get another Danny Gray or Ty Davis Price or Cameron Latu or Jake Moody.
These are good arguments.
Third round picks. I mean, you know, third round pick. Oh gosh, how can we possibly give up a third round pick? Well, that guy that you're trading for is a proven commodity, and you've proven that you have trouble picking in the second and third rounds. So I don't think it's quite this. This sacrosanct thing. Oh, it's a day two pick. Oh, we couldn't possibly give up a day two pick. Yeah, you know, it's
you can't think that. You can't. I mean, look, I'm granting you all that. Yes, I put that to the side. I'm agreeing with all those misses. It's hard to find a hit for them in the third round. Jair Brown's one, though. I mean, again, I'm just saying you can't think like we suck at the third round, so it's valueless. You can't do that. You have to say third round picks have this set value. That's how we view it, not because we screw them up all the time. You just can't do it that way, or else you're just never going to do well in the third round. I agree they screw it up a lot, and I agree defending it over the ability to take Jake Moody again, it seems to be a bit up and a bit difficult to defend.
And by the way, Thomas Morstead is a free agent, so they're going to be needing to draft a punter.
They are not going to draft a punter. However, The point being, there are, like, Jalen Phillips probably was going to want a new – I know he's under contract for next season, but I kind of looked at that contract. It looks like it's kind of built to redo it. So your rental for Jalen Phillips is good. I don't think he's a perfect defensive end in any way. I don't know that he's better than Mykael Williams. I don't think he actually is, certainly against the run. Maybe gives you more around the edge. I just like it wasn't like a guy I go, that's a guy they would really. Jermaine Johnson may be a little different to me. I just think he's a more complete player. Maybe I'm wrong. And maybe wouldn't go, okay, you got to, now that you traded for me, you got to tear up the contract and give me $15 million guaranteed. I think that was going to happen with Jalen Phillips. That might have been a part of the issue. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. That is a good point. He would be the one, I think, of the guys who moved, that would be the one. I just don't think they feel like they're going to trade a third-round pick for somebody like that. You know, that might have been what they've been offering for Trey Hendrickson, frankly, right? Two or three. Yeah. So it's – I'm not disagreeing with many of the things you said, but then you know, again, this is far-flung, but, like, what if you could move your first pick to get three picks up to get the tackle you really want by using a third-rounder? Like, these are not just things. These are things that can be used in a lot of different ways. And burning him now, which they have done, no question. They've done this before. They did it for Emmanuel Sanders. They did it for Trent Williams. They did it for, you know, Chase Young. They've done it for a lot of things. Wasn't Josh Dobbs a trade too? Like, they've made trades all over the place. Some of them have really helped them. Some of them have not. A third round pick means something, though. It has to mean something. And I think if you're building this for the next 3 years, which is what they've said, next two beyond this, you can't just burn it just because that's the way it feels. And maybe you're overestimating what Breisach can give you the rest of the season. Maybe you're overestimating whether, you know, whoever can come back in time and give you some help. But I get it. I get the rational approach to this. Again, this is coming from someone who was very critical of them in the spring when they're letting all these players go. But that was part of the reason I was critical. Like, you might need them at some point, even if they're not better than the rookies you've brought in. You still might need Leonard Floyd and Malik Collins and all the other people that they went through. Okay.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's now done. What do you do now? I don't know that a third-round pick for Jalen Phillips, again, arguable. I'm not saying it's not arguable. I don't know if that's exactly what you had to do at this point. Now, they get blown out by the Rams on Sunday, and it all starts to fall apart, and they can't get any pressure. It's certainly worth a discussion. I'm not saying it's not worth a discussion. I'm just saying, because it's always based on results. But without knowing the results, without knowing how the rest of the season is going to go, I get this. I definitely get this.
Well, I mean, obviously you can't see the future, but we've seen the first 9 games, and they had trouble getting pressure when they had Bryce Huff on the field and when they had Mykal Williams on the field. They don't have those two guys. They made a trade last week for Keon White, thinking that they were going to have Ytir Gross-Matos back for the game and not knowing that they were going to lose Mykal Williams for the season. So a week ago at this time, this was a team that said, you know what, we really need to add to this defense. And then they end up losing not one, but two players for at least the next 4 games. And they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. It just seems like that math doesn't add up to me. But they realize they're bereft there. And I think you're right. I mean, I just think it's just the way the trade market set up. It just did not, nothing came to them. But I think the handwriting's on the wall because we watched these first 9 games and they've had a lot of trouble.
I will criticize the Travis Gibson thing was a bad move by them.
Travis Gibson was built on them thinking, oh, Ytir Gross-Matos is coming back. We can make a deal at the trade deadline. And, you have to imagine that the last half of the season is going to go somewhat like the first half, which is A, your guys aren't going to be able to get consistent pressure, and B, more importantly, you're probably going to lose a guy or two or three, because that's what's happened. And maybe in that scenario, you just kind of take your losses and you go on. But it just kind of feels like that's what they're doing. And that's a shame because they are 6-3 and they do have, I mean, you've got one guy who looks like he's having an offensive player of the year type season in Christian McCaffrey. And Trent Williams is not getting any younger. So you're 6-3. This is a winnable, you're in one of the most competitive divisions, but the conference seems winnable. I say you kind of owe it to everyone around you to give it that old college try and shoot for the moon. So you don't have Danny Gray, rookie Danny Gray next year. Big deal.
That is always the line that's going to be one I can't answer on this.
You can't win.
No way, because they don't. Trey Sermon, come on now, Barrows. You got to go with Trey Sermon. No doubt. You just can't think that way if you're them. You can't just say third round picks are not that valuable. You can't do it. You got to be better in the third rounds, which you got to be. That's all that's granted. All that's understood. But I think this goes back to some questions about how they've handled their depth more. So to me, it's a bigger picture argument about that they've gotten to this point. Injuries are hard to, you can't come back from all these injuries,
both
Ben Warner not coming back. But it's like not having Travis Gibson, not having Leonard Floyd. We could go through the list where they've just miscalculated here and there, believing that Yetur Gross-Matos was going to play right away. And you and I watched him, like, he's not even moving in practice. What the hell are you doing? That was in training camp, I should say. But still, he was making this miraculous recovery from not practicing to playing in week one. Just seemed over-optimistic. It seemed just like they were pushing the wrong things. That point, I will absolutely agree. And maybe that spins into this moment. Maybe they're being over-optimistic about other things. I would understand criticism about that. I just don't think it meant they had to make a trade. I just don't like it when teams say we must make a trade. Unless you're, you know, 7-2, 8-1, and you're right there, you can make an argument for yourself as a team that could win a championship. We need one more player, the way Shanahan mentioned it, you know, when they made the Emmanuel Sanders trade. Christian McCaffrey trade might be right in there too. A little bit different, but yeah, they were not doing great at the time. Make trade for Christian McCaffrey gives you a boost. I don't know that you just, I don't like the idea of it has to happen. I don't like that, because I think you make bad decisions when in that occurrence. You're the gambler who's lost money, and you just have to double down, then you lose. You're going to lose. You're going to keep losing if you do that. Let's see maybe what was out there. I don't think of the things that I can see, you're right. The Jalen Phillips is the one, and I'm a little bit off on that one because I just don't love him as a player, and he has gotten hurt. And as I say, and gotten some people mad, the guy they've acquired could have gotten hurt, right? This is the 49ers. Like, what if you give up a third round pick for Jalen Phillips and he ACL the next game? It could really happen. That's less of a risk if you're right there thinking that you're the best second or best team or third best team in the NFC. I don't think they're that. They might be the second or third best team in the NFC West. They'll have to play it out. But I get this whole concept. They get back here next year and they're better and they're healthier and they have one big need and they don't do it, then we'll really talk about it. We can talk about the tackle thing. That's endless, right? That's right there for it. We can talk about using a roster spot on Jordan James this whole season. We can talk about a lot of things. I just can't get over, you know, maybe it's my reaction to fans just wanting to see anything. They just something, do something. But not if it's stupid, not if it's risky. Not if it isn't for sure going to help you. It's just to do something because you're looking at the screen right now and you're demanding that something happens. I always push back against that. I never think that that's the right thing to do unless you're the team that keeps one wide receiver, Emmanuel Sanders, unless Christian McCaffrey's there and you're not doing it. They have tended to do those trades. I would be very surprised if there was a great deal out there on the table for them and they did not, they turned away because it was one draft round too high.
Right.
Like if Trey Hendrickson was available and it would have cost them a 2 and a 3, then I think they might have, you know, maybe a 3 and a whatever. It's going to be like 2 and a 3 is a little high for a rental for a guy who's banged up himself. But yeah, I don't think that was out there. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see if that is the way it comes up.
Yeah. And by not doing anything, this does sort of follow their plan, which is to, you know, load up with youth, rely on the draft. And I do think that Shanahan likes this draft class. He likes last year's draft class. He likes the grit. But, you asked him that question about Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
I don't know when it was, maybe a month ago.
This was before the Warner injury, that's for sure.
Before the Warner injury. And you said, you had a sense about that 2019 team that it was good and it just needed that little extra kick. And that's why you guys traded for Emmanuel Sanders. Do you feel the same way about this team? And I was anticipating him agreeing with that premise, and he did not agree with it. And so his and John Lynch's concept of this team is different. I mean, it's different than 2019.
Yep.
I think that's why they're holding off and not doing anything rash, which is probably the right decision to make. However, I just can't buy into the idea that getting rid of a mid-round pick is so sacrosanct that you can't even, maybe it was Jermaine Johnson for a third this year and a third in 27. Would that have been so terrible? A guy who had 7.5 sacks for Robert Saleh 2 years ago, and who would be able to play on Sunday too because he's familiar with the system. I mean, he made a lot of sense for this team, and I don't know what the asking price was. It may have been that the Jets were just stuck on a two and didn't feel a need to negotiate. If you're not going to give us a two, we're not going to play ball. And that very well may have been what happened. And I think probably that is what happened.
Or we're not trading to that guy. We don't want to trade sometimes teams get like that, you know. It's
yeah, tough. That's true. I mean, he's not in the conference anymore. So, but you're right. Absolutely. That could have been it. I have heard that, you know, the word that was put out to me was that this year's trade market was weird. So it obviously didn't kind of bend the way the 49ers thought it should, or they had guys valued a certain way. And you pointed it out that some of these guys were getting, you know, better returns for the trades than you would think that they would. So it's just a case of the 49ers being rational and judicious, which they usually, you know, are more aggressive around this time of year. But it does fit into the bigger plan that we saw start to come to fruition back in the offseason.
We could go big picture with this. I think if they don't trade a fifth Brian Robinson Jr., they probably trade for a defensive end using that pick. That's it just feels like something like that. Like, they just were one too many of these trades, and they keep going with it, and then their whole draft class, it looks a lot weaker. And we go back to, that's a failed Isaac Arendo pick, right? Or that's a semi up in the air Jordan James pick, because those guys were supposed to be the backup tailback.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And well, both got hurt in the summer.
Yep.
So, and then Christian McCaffrey gets a calf injury, right? Well, I guess that happened right before the opener. Yeah. So it happened after. But there was something. The 49ers sat down for a meeting, and at one point they did one of their, okay, let's take a look at this roster. Where are we weak? And there was some concern about the running back spot.
Yeah, I can imagine Kyle Shanahan being the person that was concerned.
Oh, absolutely.
And saying, we are getting somebody, but that's why you can, like, that's the larger picture. If someone comes at them for that, I got no issue. That is true. That they spent too much to fix the holes that they saw in camp, so they couldn't make the move now. That I totally buy, and I might write about that now that we're talking through it. That's where I think the issue became. And then why did Isaac Rendo becomes another one of Barros's famous failed third round picks, right?
He might have been
whatever.
Fourth.
Whatever. It's that third, fourth, fifth. Those are the trade rounds, right? Those are the trade rounds when you get down to this, unless you're trading for Sauce Gardner or Quinnen Williams. And those are the moments where, okay, if they had hit there, they would have those guys. They don't have just one of them. They have two of them who they felt were not ready to go, so they had to trade the pick for Brian Robinson. That's the failure. That is absolutely the failure. And that's how you end up maybe feeling like you're limited going into a trade deadline. And they got no issue with that. That's correct. So maybe the people who are so mad at them can now be happy that I've ended up there. I am criticizing them, just not for the thing that you think I'm criticizing.
You're criticizing the August 49ers. Yeah. August 49ers really screwed this up.
Because there were some weird things going on back in
August.
They also
traded for Brian Robinson, but are reluctant to use Brian Robinson.
And even though he's really
not reluctant to use him, yeah. But you know, they never take Christian McCaffrey out of the game. He played 9 snaps in a blowout win over the Giants on MetLife Stadium turf.
Yep.
So, you know, there was this concern about, oh, gee, our running back position isn't as sturdy as we'd like. Let's trade for Brian Robinson. Then they do. Yep. And they hardly ever use him. I mean, he would have been a really great trade acquisition if you're concerned about Christian McCaffrey and you're determined not to repeat the 2023 mistakes with Christian McCaffrey, which may have been playing him too much. You know, that's
might have played into the 2024 injury.
Exactly. I think that's probably true. If you look at his career, every time he has a huge season, he has an injured season. That's probably a podcast for another day, but it does seem odd. Like if you lost Christian McCaffrey and you had to go with Brian Robinson, you would not be able to duplicate or come even close to this offense. So what was the whole panic about trading for him in the first place? I don't know.
Well, also, I guess they would say, then if we sit Christian McCaffrey for two series a game, we will not be close to the same offense. It doesn't even matter if Brian Robinson's good or not, because nobody's Christian McCaffrey. But that's your point. Then why trade for him?
Then you play Jordan James.
Well, they clearly don't want to, because they haven't had him active for a single game. Those are long-term major thorns, I think, in their roster building. We can go to the offensive line also, but the do it stuff, I'm always going to be resistant to, unless we hear for sure there was a trade on the table that we can figure out and really would have helped them. And I don't know that to be true, but they got some weaknesses. There's no question about it. They could have made some moves. That's is this the time they kind of steal away a get a guard or something like that? But they weren't doing that. They're not trading draft picks for offensive linemen. I should know better than that, unless it's Trent Williams. But yeah,
not when you got Andre Dillard just sitting on
Andre Dillard. You got Barrows ready to write down every single moment of this, chronicling the Dillard era in San Francisco 49er dome. We got practices coming up. I think very clearly, I think you and I both said whoever the quarterback starting on Wednesday, tomorrow, whoever the number one quarterback is, will probably be the starter for Sunday. I'm thinking it's going to be Mac Jones. That's just my, you know, like they've been guarded about Purdy. Shanahan basically went down. We want to be really careful with his toe. It may never be healthy all season, so why play him right now? And he says that Mac Jones playing well and the wins don't have a determining factor in this. I think they do a little bit. I don't think he can say it, but that's okay. This is Brock Purdy's team. That's not up in the air. But for now, if Brock Purdy's even 75-80%, like maybe he was for the Jacksonville game where he re-aggravated it, don't do it. Put Mac Jones in there, see what he can do against the Rams. Maybe you win another one. But we'll see. We'll see with those breathless practice reports tomorrow. Barrows, you'll be firing them out there. All the beats will be out there. I should be out there, but I think I'm going to be writing a Warriors column because I got a Warriors game to go to tonight. But we shall see on how that goes. These things crashing into each other, just messing up my 49er schedule, Barrows. But we get this one out. Anything else to add here, Barrows? Anything?
No, that's it. I can't wait to read your August 49ers story.
How it all
going back to where it all went wrong for the 49ers.
It was weird.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, all those injuries in July and August are still echoing today. Oh, that's good. Write that down.
Barrows is coming up with his next piece on air, everybody. I just think you can connect a lot of things that isn't about the impulsive stuff. That's more about the stuff that happened early on that has kind of led to this moment. That's all I'm saying. That's the theme of this podcast, everybody. Go look at the big picture. Please look at the big picture. Okay. That is the show for today. God, we banged out 30 minutes when I was ready not to even.
Yeah, you were reluctant to do this. I had to twist your arm.
We got anything interesting to say? What are we going to do on no trades? But we did it. We did it. We'll keep on doing it. We'll probably come back to you Thursday evening for another one. This is a bonus episode there, ladies and gentlemen. But it's also trade deadline, so we should do it. So you're right, Barrows. We should have done this. All good. All right, everybody. Show for today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.